Blog Talk Radio.
Madden voice. 3, 2, 1, now.
What a difference a day makes. You know, so depending on, what's going on in my life, I sometimes schedule and plan the show the day before, the day of. You know, it's just a matter of when. And so yesterday... You know, when I confirmed with my co-host and I see Dr. Train and JB on, I don't see K-Star, but what else is new? And Dr. Train was first again, but I'll bring those guys on in about 30 seconds. But we didn't know who the Cowboys head coach was going to be. None of that news had came out, just that Jason Garrett was gone and they were going to be interviewing. We did know that the Patriots had lost. And, you know, Bill Belichick did his little cryptic, you know, usually it's we're on to Cincinnati. And this time is, well, we haven't finished with Cincinnati. And, you know, and so I started teasing because, you know, the internet started growing a little heat. Something that I said weeks ago that don't think like you can't dismiss the possibility of Bill Belichick going to Dallas. And I won't bother with why I thought that was feasible now because we now know that ain't happening. But I really had thoughts that this could happen. And so when I planned the show, I found this nice little picture of Bill Belichick with the Cowboys emblem on his shirt. I put it on the internet, and I got all kinds of crazy responses. And I thought it would be a nice topic to talk about tonight and bounce around with my co-host. And then Jerry Jones said, And Mike McCarthy is going to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Hasn't been announced by Dallas yet, but we understand that that's coming. It's inevitable. And so we're going to get into that a little bit, and then we're going to get into these wild card games and look at the divisional round. Had some upsets, and we know that this will be a new Super Bowl. There will be no Rams, and there will be no Patriots. So enough with me setting the table. Let's bring in my co-host. Like I said, I got 2 out of 3. You know, K-Star, who knows? He said but he's not here. But I've got Dr. Train. And I've got JB. Gentlemen, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Good to be on after a wild weekend.
Man, what a wild weekend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I wonder if K-Star's job, I wonder if he like walks in the door at his start time and he says, well, I'm here. I'm here. I just wonder, things like that. I just wonder. You know, because millennials, I don't know if he's a millennial technically. I know he's the youngest of the crew. But, you know, they do things differently than we do. We were kind of raised, you know, if you're 10 minutes early, you're 5 minutes late kind of thing. That's how we were all kind of grow up, especially, you know, if you have certain challenges that the three of us share, the K-Star doesn't, you don't give them any reason, right? You don't give them any reason. And I just wonder because it's, you know, a few minutes ahead. No K-Star. I just wonder. But anyway, you know, we're going to do what we do. So, first thing I want to dive into before we talk about the games is this news. And it was, you know, it was probably, I mean, you had Tom Brady losing, which was pretty big news. You had Drew Brees losing, which was also big news. And then Jerry Jones said, hold on. I got the news for this weekend. We hired a head coach. And he announces it, or let me see. He got leaked, right? That they were officially moving on from Jason Garrett. during the Eagles game. It was during the Eagles game. I mean, I just did a soliloquy last weekend on how he is the best marketer out there. That's what I just talked about that, right? And then he leaks that the whole Garrett thing, or not he leaked it, but he made it official during the Eagles game. Oh, and it doesn't hurt that the Eagles lost. And did you check the score? Because it's the same score that they beat Dallas to. Just saying. So, I mean, you know, people say that maybe Jerry was being petty. I love it, personally. I love it. We're not giving you no shine. We're going to take the attention off that little wild card game that we're not playing in. We're bringing the attention back to Dallas. I love it. I love it. I love our owner. You know, I do. I've come to the conclusion that I love our owner. I do. So now that we know that Mike McCarthy, I want to go to Train first. Normally I would go to JB first because it's Cowboys news. But, you know, Train, all day I was wondering what Train was thinking because we know Train is better, right? And we know Train hates the Packers. I mean, I would go on record to say that the Packers are probably his most hated nemesis, okay? And for their former coach to now be coming to Dallas, you know, I was wondering, like, we still going to get some Cowboy love with it, Train? Or is Train like, yeah, that's it. Y'all all done now. I don't even know you. You know, you are not stepbrothers. Train, what are your thoughts on Mr. McCarthy, Mike McCarthy, coming to Dallas?
Well, you know, man, I hate the Packers. I don't hate McCarthy. Let's make sure we have that understood, you know.
Okay.
Catching back in green and yellow again, or green and gold, whatever piss color they choose, then, I may have issues. But mainly, I really hate the players. I'm forever hating Brett Favre. I don't care that he left and went to the Jets for Minnesota. Brett Favre forever hated. Aaron Rodgers, yep, he's forever hated too. Like, they're right below George Bush. Like, that's how it is. They're right below George Bush and above Trump. Because I don't have issues with Trump. I think the country's dumb. But nevertheless, I was definitely.
Wait, you said
I'm definitely
you
interested.
Don't have issues with Trump. You think what? I didn't hear you.
Oh, the country's just stupid. I don't have issues with Trump. I just think the country's stupid. They put him in there.
Trump's an idiot. But we had that conversation. I can take about 20 minutes and I might be a little fooled
right.
that opinion. I'm just saying. But anyway, we won't do that right now. But you're right though. The country is stupid. You're right about that. But anyway, go ahead.
I'm definitely interested to hear you guys say. When I saw the hire in my mind, I was like, okay. I think it's a good hire. If you're looking at an upgrade in a head coach, but at the same time, I'm like. He has to give him some control because you don't hire McCarthy and treat him like you did Jason Garrett. You don't. That's they're on. You know, McCarthy is more on the Jimmy Johnson and what's the other guy you guys had that was
ourselves
headstrong. I said again.
Ourselves.
Bill Parcells. He's more towards that end of the coaching spectrum. You know, probably not completely there, but he's more towards that end. So it's just interesting that, you know, he goes with him. You guys almost had Marvin Lewis in his own.
Oh, God.
Only interviewed two people.
mm-mm.
Give the brother a chance. So
the process, yeah.
So, interesting hire, to say the least. I saw the question on some of the debate shows whether does this make Cowboys a Super Bowl contender. And in my mind, I'm like, Cowboys, we're going to be a Super Bowl contender no matter which coach took over because the roster is not changing. Not that dramatic. Like, the guys that have talent are staying. You know, the only decision they got to make is between Dak and Amari, which one they want to keep.
Unless they're able to keep both. I can get into that later, but they can if they want to. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Franchise one transition the other.
They could actually franchise them both. I found out, but go ahead.
If we do not come to a CBA. That's how I'm understanding it. That's how that works.
Yes, that is correct.
If we don't come to an agreed upon CBA, then it's possible for them to do that. But nevertheless, I thought interesting hire. I'm like, this guy has to be given some control. I don't see McCarthy taking a head coaching job and being treated like taking that job and being treated like Jason Garrett. He was successful in Green Bay. They did win one Super Bowl. Some people felt like he should have done more with Aaron Rodgers as quarterback. But I've watched that Green Bay team even under McCarthy, and they weren't always good on both sides of the ball, you know. But he's taking over a team that is competitive right now as the rosters stand on both sides of the ball. It's a matter of getting them to win more games. So right now I just say interesting hire. I'm curious to see, you know, when we see him in the news conference first before we see Jerry Jones come out and speak about the team after a game, you know, win or lose, or, you know, what kind of hands-off does McCarthy have.
Okay. JB, the floor is yours. I will sure. reserve my comments for the end. I want to hear what you have to say about this, my brother.
Yeah, me too.
Well, yeah, this was an interesting hire. I would say this is a safe hire. You look at his stats that he put together when he was with Green Bay. It's almost Brady Belichick-like in terms of when we talk about coach and quarterback. You don't know if it was the quarterback that was the one that was successful or was it the coach that was the one that was being successful. Side note, though, a couple of things. The Marvin Lewis thing, I really believe that was a Rooney Rule. That's about it. I can't see it being anything else. I was praying to God that they weren't truly considering him. But I'm kind of surprised that those are the only two that had formal interviews. I heard someone had maybe like a phone conversation with Jerry Jones, but that was about it. So the fact that those are the only two true interviews kind of is a head-scratcher. I know that the other candidates out there right now, you can't interview because they're getting prepared for games and what have you. But nonetheless, there's still other qualified candidates that potentially could have had an interview. So there may have been something else going on between the lines that I'm not privy to. Back to the hire. Like I said, I think it's a safe hire. He's got this – definitely has the stats. I was hoping more defensive-minded because the offense obviously was number one in the league. They were clicking for the most of the year. The defense was a bit of a letdown. Clutch situations, they were coming up short on a consistent basis. Not as many turnovers as you would like to see, but given where they're coming from, getting off of Jason Garrett and going to McCarthy, on a scale of a grade scale, I'd probably say right now maybe a B minus to a B. But one thing that concerns me is the fact that he was out for a year and he locked himself in the dungeon and was trying to reinvent himself. I don't know if you can reinvent yourself that way or do you need to be hands-on. I don't know, but whatever he did, it must have worked because he had a sleepover. And you sleep over.
He had an all-night
interview. Yeah, I don't know. I believe some Jack Daniels was probably happening too.
Louis. $800 bottle. Not Jack Daniels, bro.
Matt Daniels, and you know what I'm talking about. Some Glenn Levitt, better Blevitt.
Yeah, even higher than Meringue. I hear you.
So I'm good with the hire. In my honest opinion, I would like to have seen more folks get interviewed formally, but maybe it was because of the fact that McCarthy had been on all these other interviews and maybe he was gaining momentum elsewhere. It could have been one of those situations we talk about with quarterbacks that get drafted early, like Daniel Jones from the Giants. If you got your eye on a person, that's who you want, then go get them. And maybe that's what Jerry Jones was thinking. That's who I want. I'm just going to go get them. I'm not going to worry about interviewing anybody else. That's my guy.
All right, so bottom line is you're okay, but you're not overwhelmed by it. Is that a safe summary?
That's a good summary.
Okay. All right.
So Pete, before you actually give you your part, I just want to say one last thing that kind of that did have me cracking up about this whole hire. Who keeps a head coach in their hip pocket until they find a new head coach? I've never seen that in my entire life.
Only the owner of the Dallas Cowboys.
I ain't going to fight, because we might need you back if I don't like what I see in them streets. So hold on.
You got
to
realize you can only do that if the guy is still, one, he's still under contract, and two, he wanted to stay as coach. Give me a minute on this one, but first thing is, thank you, Jason Garrett. You were a class act, model of consistency, and I always say the devil you know is better than the one you don't, and I hope down the road we're not sitting here, you know, fiending for the Jason Garrett days. And, you know, anyone who criticizes Jerry Jones and you ask Jason Garrett, what do you want to do, and he says, I want to coach the Dallas Cowboys. So, you know, and Jason Garrett ain't an idiot. So he loved his job. He loved being part of the organization. And, you know, God bless the guy. That said, I am absolutely overjoyed with this hire. I am thrilled to death with this hire. To me, you know, Jerry was very clear. I want head coaching experience, NFL head coaching experience. So that immediately, the guy that the Giants are looking at, Rule and Urban Meyer and Lincoln Riley, you know, no. All these pundits want to put a guy in Dallas. Jerry Jones says, I want someone with head coaching experience. Clearly, he wanted someone that's been there before. So what are your options if you're saying, I am 77 years old, we have a team that is built to win now. Now. We're getting $80 million in salary cap, a new CBA. I have a very good chance at keeping the key players that I need to keep. I need someone that can walk in here, shake things up, and get this done now. Who can I bring in? So you look around and you say, well, let's brainstorm this, and who would you like? Well, the first person that would come to everybody's mind is Bill Belichick. He just lost. You know, I would imagine that whatever due diligence needed to be done, it was pretty clear that Belichick was not an option. The next name that would come to mind would be Sean Payton. Sean Payton just signed a monster contract. You would have to do, like, you know, a huge trade, you know, a bunch of draft picks and cat, you know, you know, it's like, how bad do you want Sean Payton? And I agree, I wouldn't go all out to get a Sean Payton. Then you look at, I had another name on the top of my mind, Mike Zimmer, because he spent 13 years in the Dallas organization. Mike Zimmer does not want to come back and coach for Dallas. So that's out. Don't know what's going to happen with him at Minnesota, but they won. They got a nice upset. I think he's set. You look at a Bill Cowher who's won a Super Bowl. He ain't coming to Dallas. He ain't coaching anymore. He's not bringing back Jimmy Johnson, and I don't think Jimmy would come back. So who do you have left that's a Super Bowl champion? Not many. I mean, you know, you got Harbaugh, you know, but he's about to win another Super Bowl. You know, there's not a lot of options. So, to me, this was it. And when you look at his resume, JB, you make a valid point. Was it him? Was it McCarthy? I don't care. I mean, was it Rodgers? I don't care. He was. He did it. He had to have some involvement. 125-77, 8 years in a row in the playoffs. The only other coach to go 8 straight years. That can't be true because the Patriots have 11. Well, I saw a stat that said he had 8 straight years and Tom Landry was the only other, but Bill Belichick has it. So it must be him, Belichick, and Landry, 8 straight years, playoffs. So, you know, and what I found interesting is all of the negativity around it when the guy has won a Super Bowl, has a great winning record, and when he was in Green Bay, was revered as one of the top coaches until like about the last year when things fell apart. Okay, it happens.
Okay.
Belichick fell apart in Cleveland and went to New England, and now look what he did. So it happens. I think it's a great hire. And I personally think he needed to step away from the game. And, JB, I will respectfully disagree. I think you can reinvent yourself at any age. If you do the way he did it, he stepped away from the game and said, I am going to, you know, look, I know what went wrong the last year or two on my side of things. Not all my fault, but I'm the head coach. Buck starts and stops with me. So I'm going to go create a nice team. I'm going to analyze every single game, every play, every player, and I'm going to reinvent myself. My way, my pace, and I don't have any owners yelling at me. I don't have any players yelling at me. Here's what I'm going to do. And I saw a clip of that whole process that he did on NFL Network today, and I was very impressed, very impressed. Like, who does that? Like, you know, like, I've never heard of that before, ever. He did. So I honestly, you know, and the whole thing. Oh, and the other thing I will say that I found out through my sources, and I'm actually happy to be able to share this with you guys and with anybody out there listening. It is widely believed in Dallas that the Marvin Lewis interview was real. It was not a Rooney Rule interview. That Marvin Lewis took a Cincinnati team that was, you know, just destroyed, like had nothing, and made them. I mean, maybe he didn't win a playoff game, but he did get them to the playoffs many times. And he's also former defensive coordinator of the Ravens when they won the Super Bowl. So it was a real interview. They really seriously considered, did they want to bring in a defensive mind like a Lewis, or did they want to bring in an offensive mind like McCarthy? So I was glad because I thought it was Rooney Rule too. I even tweeted, yeah, clearly a Rooney Rule interview, but I'm being told by people in Dallas that would know that, no, it was real. Like, you know, but they just decided to go with McCarthy. And I'm glad. I'm glad they went with McCarthy because, you know, 16 years. I mean, you know, we got Jason Garrett who, you know, 5 playoff games in 10 years and 2 wins. And we're going to go to a guy that had, I don't know how many, but no wins. I like Marvin Lewis. I'd love to see him get a job, but just not in Dallas. I mean, bring him in. But now we know that's not the case. But I was like, bring him in as defensive coordinator. I'm okay with that. But not head coach.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about it. I'm thrilled about it. And I'm not going to worry about the power dynamics that everyone else is worried about. You know, McCarthy's a veteran. He's proven. He's been around. And we saw Bill Parcells come in after these other coaches had failed. And Bill Parcells coached 4 years in Dallas. 4. Including signing an extension. He coached 2 years, and then he coached 2 more years. And then he said, okay, I'm done. And he has not coached again. So it's not like he left Dallas like Jimmy Johnson and then went and coached somewhere else. He's done. He was done coaching. He'd had enough, did everything he felt he needed to do, and wanted to fish because he was a big fisherman, and he's done. And I've never heard Bill Parcells, who we know is not going to mince words, say a bad word about Jerry Jones. Never. So all of this scuttlebutt about power control, and because Jerry Jones likes to do interviews, and you know, yeah, he tried to, in his own way, exert some pressure on Jason Garrett this year. And yeah, maybe he said some things. He's not perfect that, you know, you may not want to hear an owner say about their coach. And I get all that. But I think all that's overblown. You know, all that's overblown. We've not heard Wade Phillips come out. Wade Phillips coached under Jerry Jones, Chan Gailey, Dave Campo. Be interesting. Jason Garrett clearly wanted to stay in Dallas. And Jimmy Johnson had the control. And even when Jimmy Johnson has been interviewed, he says, I left because it was time for me to go. Everyone who thinks I left because of Jerry and that Jerry fired me, that's not true. Jerry and I talked, and we agreed it was time for me to move on. It's hard to win a Super Bowl in the NFL. And we had done it twice in a row. And I watched this interview. And Jimmy Johnson said, I really didn't think I could get them to respond to me a third straight year. And I thought it was best to part at that time. Did Jerry and I have issues? What coach and general manager, coach and owner don't? But is that why I left? No. Did he fire me? No. We mutually agreed it was time for me to move on while they still had a great team and could still get someone else to come in there and get something done. That's what Jimmy Johnson has said on numerous interviews. So all of this scuttlebutt out there about Jerry and power hungry, he's a billionaire. Of course he's power hungry. But he's going to let the coach coach. Now, the one thing I did find out that disturbed me, and I had to think about this a while because this bothered the hell out of me. But then I said, I guess I could see both sides of it. But so at the end of last season, the 2018 season, they did not extend Jason Garrett. I recently found out that it was Jerry Jones' decision to put Kellen Moore as offensive coordinator. And Jason Garrett said, if you want me to coach for my job, I'm fine with that. Allow me to call my own plays. And Jerry Jones said, no. We're putting Kellen Moore, and he's going to call the plays. Now, I can see both sides of that. I can see Jerry saying, you've called plays before, and where did it get us? Now that your job's on the line, now all of a sudden you're gonna become, you know, Sean McVay or Sean Payton? Yeah, no. On the other hand, I could see Jason Garrett saying, hey, look, if my job is now on the line and I've got to, you know, give me another shot. So I can see both sides of that. That's the only power thing that I know for a fact, and I can see both sides of it. Look, McCarthy's won a Super Bowl, been to the playoffs, and for all intents and purposes, up until the last season, had a pretty good rapport with Aaron Rodgers, and before that, the last couple of years of Brett Favre. I'm happy that Dallas went and got a proven veteran who's been there before, who comes in with some cachet, comes in having coached, you know, two of the all-time greatest. If you want to say that Rodgers is already qualified as that, he may or may not be, but I'm sure by the time he retires, he will be. He's coached them both, been to the playoffs, won a Super Bowl, knows the NFC. Like, what do people want? People in Dallas should be doing a dance, break dance, and spinning on their heads, T-bowing or something. I'm happy. I'm thrilled. Now, the other news is that Mike Nolan is best known as a former head coach of the San Francisco 49ers, and he was one of the last head coaches. I remember this. He loved Tom Landry. And he would wear suits on the sideline and would do things to honor Tom Landry when he coached the San Francisco 49ers. Now, he wasn't a very good head coach. But from what I recall, he was another exceptional defensive mind. And most recently, he was linebackers coach for the Saints. Now he's coming to Dallas to be the defensive coordinator. Well, as you both mentioned, the defense underperformed this year. So I'm happy with any move. There. Love Rod Marinelli. I think his time is over. You know, you had some great years in Dallas. You know, there were some years that all we had was that defense. Appreciate your time. You're getting up in age. Go fish. Go golf. You know, it's time. And I think Chris Bouchard is overrated. Truly. I think he's living off of the Legion of Boom reputation. I think he's overrated. Let him walk too, as far as I'm concerned. You know, go somewhere else, be a head coach, be a defensive coordinator. whatever. Good luck to you. I like the guy. I like his interviews. I like his intensity. I like his passion. But I think he's overrated. So, to summarize, I'm thrilled with it. I'm excited. I mean, I'm like, I never want to rush my life along, but now it's like new life. Thank you, Jason. Let me hold the door for you. Take care. Let's roll. Let's go. You know, I'm ready. Like, let's go. I want to see his interviews. I want to, you know what I mean? Like, I'm ready. Like, I'm excited about the 2020 season. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. Let's make it happen. All right. Thank you for indulging me.
I would say.
Go ahead, Trent.
Yeah, I would just say the only one thing, you know, you said you did see one thing that you felt like, you know, possibly could have been a power issue, and that's not allowing Jason Garrett to call his own, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he wants to call his own plays as head coach. But you have head coaches that do that, and normally it's the head coach that's normally in charge of the staff once they're hired. Like, once the GM finds the head coach, then the head coach has quite a bit of say-so as to who the rest of their remaining staff will be. And that's what Jason Garrett did not get a lot of, it seemed.
I think it was just this last – I honestly think he had that control earlier in his career, and I think the results were mixed. And I think, you know, where I would criticize Jerry is, you know, I would have let him – listen, if it's my last season and I'm going to sink or swim off of my decision, then Jerry, get out of his way and let him do what he does. I would also have stayed out of his way the entire season. You can do your post-game interviews, but be a little more mindful of the things that you say. That would be my criticism of Jerry Jones. You know, I don't think, you know, when Jason Garrett doesn't go for a 4th-and-1 and then you come out afterwards and say, I would have gone for it, I don't think that's what you do. I don't think that's appropriate. You know, I think you come out, I mean, you know, you force Jason Garrett to have to defend himself too many times. I think you come out and you support your coach, and I don't care how frustrated you are. And so those would be my criticisms of Jerry Jones. But I would say that next season, I think we're going to see a bit of a different – because I remember Jerry Jones when Bill Parcells was coaching. He was not doing interviews after every game like he does now. Parcells was doing interviews after every game because I loved his interviews. To me, his interviews were the best ever in the history of football. They were the best.
Yeah.
The best interviews. I don't care what team you like, watch Bill Parcells interviews. They were the best. The best. The total opposite of Bill Belichick. He will talk to you, but he will make you feel stupid in a second. Like, loved his interviews. And he would do it after every game, and then he'd do his updates during the week. And, you know, I think we're going to see Jerry take a half a step back and to give, you know, McCarthy signed a 5-year contract. I think he's going to give McCarthy some latitude, and I think that as long as he feels that the team are going to react appropriately, I think Jerry wants to win the Super Bowl. He's 77, you know. Statistically, he's going to he's closer to death. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that's
crazy,
just the stat.
That's just the stat. To death.
That's just the stat.
Hey,
okay?
Mortality.
That's it. We all gonna die. Okay, and some of us is gonna be sooner than others. And Jerry at 77, he knows the clock is ticking. So he went and he hired his heavyweight, and I think Mike McCarthy, who probably, Jay, you're probably right, had other, you know, people interested. And, yeah, they, you know, they had a nice pajama party and had some scotch. And I think McCarthy said, hey, look, Jerry, I know it's your team. I know the buck stops with you. If you want me, you got to let me do what I do. Let me do what I do, which means, hey, you know, there's things that I know you're going to be doing. I know you're going to do your radio show. And I know, you know, hey, that's all that stuff is fine. But when it comes to this team, You gotta let me handle this team. You gotta let me do what I do. If you want me to be successful, let me do what I do. And I'm certain. Jerry said, okay. Okay. Show me something. Because everybody knows Jerry Jones. Well, you know what I mean? Jerry Jones could not interview for 6 months. And he'll come out and interview, and everybody will want to hear what he has to say. He'll never disappear. He'll never vanish. No one will ever forget about him. He's fine. He's set. He just wants a Super Bowl. And I'm excited. And I think now I want to see offseason moves, the draft, free agency. Let's see the composition. I'm not so quick. These guys are like, okay, does this make Dallas an instant Super Bowl contender? Well, no, because we don't know what the team's going to look like. So let's wait and see. But if this team was a Super Bowl contender at the beginning of the year under Jason Garrett, then it's likely they'll be a Super Bowl contender this coming season under Mike McCarthy. It's very likely. And the other thing I like is maybe that means, because I was worried about Randall Cobb, I think he's somebody you want to keep. And maybe now that McCarthy's there, that helps the chances of keeping Cobb. Played 8 years for the guy, so, you know. Anywho.
Yeah.
So those are my thoughts. And thank you for letting me go in depth on that one, because, you know, it's a big deal. All right, so Earthstar is not with us. I hope he's okay. Maybe something came up. So, hey, you know, great. First of all, I think we can all agree, and I enjoy our texting during the games. It adds a nice little extra level of enjoyment to share some comments with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess we'll start with the Patriots. And, you know, I think at this point the question is, and I'll start with you, JB, what do you think? You know, there's two questions. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Do you think we will see Tom Brady and Bill Belichick together again in New England for the 2020 NFL season?
I would not be surprised if they're back together, because the best fit would be for them both to be there, but I'm going to go out on a limb, and maybe it's not so much of a limb. I'm going to say no. One of the two will be gone, if not both. Because of the, like I said before, I think when we were talking about this in the last show or through text when watching the game, the early exit increases the likelihood of either one of them being gone, and we got just what we saw, an early exit. And it goes back to what we talked about before. Who can win without the other? And it's going to be Brady or it's going to be Belichick, and you've got Kraft right there between the two, because he's the one that wanted to keep Brady. Belichick was ready to move on, and we saw who was the winner was of that particular scenario. So it's going to be interesting to see how the three of them together are going to navigate through these waters, but I don't see both of them coming back. It's one or the other, or both will be gone.
Okay. Dr. Train, your thoughts?
I don't think Brady's coming back. I hope he just go ahead and retire, to be honest with you. But nope. I don't see him coming back. I see Belichick there with a different quarterback. And he may, there may be some options out there on the street for him that still have enough experience. I mean, I know his system has been, you know, rumored to be very meticulous and very detailed, but I don't see Brady returning.
Okay.
That doesn't matter.
So as you guys both know, I'm coming off of 2 weeks vacation. I had 16 straight days off, and I enjoyed every second of it. Went back to work today, and I hope nobody from the job is listening. But man, I hate it today. But one of the things I was able to watch, I didn't watch the one on Paul Brown. I didn't think I would. I thought it'd be kind of boring. And then I saw like the last 90 seconds of it, because it was at the end of the next show that I watched. And I was like, oh, wow, I guess I should have watched it. So I was like, it was good. So I'm going to try to find that on YouTube or something. But I watched the 1995 Cleveland Browns story on NFL Network. And this was the team that Bill Belichick coached from 92 to 95. And then they left. This is a team that left. And I remember this, like when it happened, it was big news. They left and went to Baltimore and became the Ravens. And then they had this, they actually had to start up a new franchise in Cleveland, but they kept all of the stats. All of the records are Cleveland Brown records, but the team left and went to Baltimore and became the Ravens. That was Art Modell back in the day. And when they did, they fired Bill Belichick. And then shortly thereafter, Bill Belichick ends up with the Patriots. Now, when you watch that and it goes into what happened those 4 years and Ozzie Newsome becoming, you know, he was a player and then, you know, becoming part of the front office and all of the things that Belichick did. And, you know, back then they weren't making the money that they're making now. And it's really intriguing to watch. I would highly recommend any football fan to watch this. I'm going to tell you, after watching that and then watching McCarthy, what McCarthy did, there's a lot of similarities to what these two did. And it's almost like, okay, you see why Bill Belichick is so good. I mean, the amount of preparation and all of the data. And this was fax machines and copiers, right? This wasn't internet and tablets, okay? And, you know, the guys that are GMs in the league now that were Gophers back then, they called them slappies, and they were the ones that made the coffee and made the copies. Now they're GMs because they learned under Belichick. And so I say all that to say I now believe Bill Belichick can be successful. If you look back, the Browns were on their way. You know, and some would say that the team that ultimately became the Ravens that won a Super Bowl, a lot of that stuff that was put into place that Ozzie Newsome carried forward, that was Bill Belichick's stuff. And it would be interesting, had they not moved and Belichick stayed and was able to continue what he started in Cleveland, could the Cleveland Browns have been the franchise dynasty that the Patriots became? We'll never know. But, you know. So I now give Bill Belichick more credit than I would have given him in the past. And I firmly believe that he will be able to. I mean, a guy went 11-5 with Matt Castle. We had Matt Castle in Dallas. Like, how did he do that? Okay. Matt Castle was terrible. He went 11-5 with Matt Castle. I believe that Brady's gone. He'll either retire or he'll go to another team. Kraft came out and said he wants Brady to retire or resign. I don't think Belichick – I think Belichick's done with Brady. I think he's done. You watch the interview, and there was no – we want him back, you know, it was, well, let's see what happens. It's Hall of Famer, and your words are, let's see what happens. So I don't think, I don't see either one of them, I don't see the both of them with New England. If Kraft is determined to keep Brady, I think Belichick will say, let me out of my contract, or, you know, I think there'll be something that Belichick will do. If Brady insists on going, well, then I think Kraft sticks around. I don't see them both next year. I think that, you know, the run's over, and I think Belichick realizes, hey, I've gone as far as I can. I've done all I can, and it's time for one of us to, you know, have a change of scenery. We've done all we can. So that's what I think is going to happen. One other question about this weekend. So, the Saints. we gotta ask: does Breeze come back? Do they want Breeze back? You know, do we see anything, any shakeup in New Orleans after 3 straight years of, you know, just unfortunate endings that kept them out of the Super Bowl? Are they going to come back with the same core in place and take another run, or do we expect any wholesale changes down in New Orleans? I don't care who goes first.
I hope they do.
hope they come back intact, to be honest with you. I feel like when it comes to referees and the calls, they just keep getting snake bitten. You don't go 13-3 for no reason. They've got Breeze. They've got Kamara doesn't look like himself. I don't know what it is. I don't know if defense is figuring him out, but he doesn't look the same, and his stats obviously aren't the same either. But Michael Thomas is
hurt.
Everything that they throw up. He might be like similar to Gurley. Maybe not a knee issue, but there's something going on with him because he just doesn't look the same. Hopefully they bring back the whole squad as much intact as they can because, like I said, you win 13 games, it's not a fluke. And I'm still going to go out and say, well, that should have been an offensive pass interference. But I know they're not going to call it, but I think they should.
Trey?
You know, yeah, bad no call. I get it. But it still would have been third and long. And who knows what the next play would have been. Who knows what would have happened after that. That's the only thing that I say kind of just sucks for the Saints. Dang, they missed another call. But ultimately, man, I really am just kind of disappointed, really, in the Saints altogether. This is supposed to be really a better team on the field than last season. And I know that Minnesota Vikings team, man, hands down. I don't care what they say about Kirk Cousins. I don't care how many lobs he threw in that game. That boy is garbage. You understand? I gotta believe in that. That boy is garbage. And they literally let that game get away from them. I think they played bad, to be honest with you. You got down 20-10. You had to come back. Drew Brees made two crucial mistakes at the wrong time.
Yeah.
End of the first half, and you threw a pick on a pass you didn't even need to make. They come right down, and they get a touchdown before halftime. That was a momentum changer because the Saints were getting the ball after halftime first. They had control of that game up to that point. And I was like, man, they don't let these boys in here. You don't let Minnesota get a little momentum. And then it happens again. Now, mind you, the defense kept them out of the end zone, kept them from scoring. You know, but then it put more pressure on you to get down there and tie the game versus actually taking, you know, the methodical time to actually win it. You know, and you were moving the ball on that drive. I'm sorry, man. New Orleans underplayed. They underplayed from what I expected them to play.
I'm going to cut to the chase with you because I am so in agreement with you, it's not even funny. Look, here's the bottom line.
I don't get it.
The Kirk Cousins is trash. I agree with you. I don't care what K-Star says. I don't care what the pundits say. You watched him in Minnesota. I watched him in Washington where we ate his lunch. We were 6-1 against him in Washington. Okay, he's not very good. He got lucky yesterday. Okay, lucky. The Saints played down to that competition. The Saints should have rolled on the Vikings. Should have rolled on the Vikings. I don't get what happened, but I'm going to tell you this. Something's going to happen in New Orleans. I don't know what's going to happen. They're not going to have a quiet offseason and come back ready to go. Something's going to change. I don't believe it's going to be Sean Payton because they just signed him the offseason to a huge contract. I would find that almost very difficult to believe. But it could be Breeze. He's going to be 41 like next week. And they could be like, I mean, Teddy Bridgewater was 5-0. When Breeze went out, that guy Taysom Hill. I don't know what he is, but brilliant. I don't. Is he a quarterback? Is he a running back? Is he a wide receiver? I don't know what he is. Well, you know what? And I'm glad you said that because I was thinking that as I watched the game. I said there are people. I literally said this because I talk to myself when I'm watching football. I said there are guys that play football. And then there's football players. That dude is a football player.
I mean, look at the look on his face when he's playing. He is determined. You know, Brett Favre, I know you don't like Favre, but Favre was a football player, okay? You know, there are certain guys, Dak Prescott, to me, is a football player. Carson Wentz plays football. I get it. He was speared and he had a concussion. I get it. Okay,
damn.
Yeah, it wasn't his fault. But every year, I mean, come on. It's up with this guy every season. You got.
Carson Wentz plays football.
He plays football. He's a football player. He plays football. Eli Manning, Carson Wentz has more talent in his left arm than Eli Manning has in his entire body. And Eli Manning never missed a start due to injury. Never. Dak Prescott has not missed a start due to injury. We know about Brett Favre. We know about Peyton Manning up until the last, you know, but the first 15 years. You know, we know about some of these quarterbacks and their durability. This guy comes in with all the first-round pick and all this, and every year it's something. I'm sorry. He's soft. My opinion. I get it. I saw the game. He was speared. It probably should have been a penalty. I don't know about all this suspension and fine. 15-yard penalty.
Hell no.
You know, unnecessary roughness. 15 yards, and you go on. I think they should have gave him a penalty. That's it. Okay, but the fact is, we see those kind of hits all the time.
Yeah,
and the players they get up and they go on to the next play. So some people are built. Did y'all see what's his name Rhodes and that hit he put on Kamara, and Kamara popped up and looked back at him and kept walking, and Rhodes was like and Kamara just looked at him. Some people are built where they can just look at Zeke. There's certain players. Look at, we talked about Derrick Henry and what he was going to do, and he did exactly what we all said. I just thought the Patriots were going to have enough to win. I was wrong, but we knew he was a monster. There are certain players that you hit them, and they're just like, yeah, whatever. And then there's certain players, man, they can't take it. That is who he is.
I said Deshaun Watson is another. That boy got sacked 17 times, drug people into the end zone for a touchdown, and then got smacked by two people that missed the sack, and he still won the damn game.
Right.
Why the fuck did we draft Trubisky? Oh, my God.
And you know what? I was watching Deshaun Watson, and I thought of you, Train, and I said, I hope Dak Prescott and Mitch Trubisky are watching this guy. I hope they're watching this guy. Okay, I think Dak's a little more like him than Mitch, but Mitch can be better than he is. He can be like Josh Allen. He's got these skills. He just, you know, dude. Like I said, are you gonna play football? Are you gonna be a football player? What are you gonna do?
Right.
Okay. And I completely agree with you about Kirk Cousins. I'm sorry I cut you off, but I just got excited because you were literally everything I was thinking came out of your mouth, like almost word for word. I'm like, this dude gotta get out of my head. That's not cool. He's trash. I'm gonna watch the Vikings get smacked this weekend and enjoy it. He is. He's trash. And the guy makes a couple of great passes, and now they want to anoint him. Hey, that pass to Thielen. Okay, that was a great pass. So what? Give him that one. You know,
anybody. Tim Tebow made a great pass. What a K-Star.
Thank you. Right.
Tim Tebow made a great pass too.
Right.
I completely
agree with you, and I think we're going to see him be brought down to earth this weekend. I think we're going to see it against the Niners. He's going to be brought down to earth.
I'm such a diehard 49ers fan this weekend. Woo! I'm just all AFC, all NFC West.
I hear you, man. I hear you, man. I'm in your world. I have no desire to see the Vikings or the Packers go anywhere. I want to see Russell Wilson have a good game and, you know, and do what he does. And I'm not a Garoppolo fan, but you know, but I just think this Kirk Cousins
crap.
I like
Kyle Shanahan. Yeah,
that's the only thing.
I just like Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, I do like Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, he's a good coach. He's a good coach. All right, well, let's look at this weekend's games. You know, I don't want to keep you guys on all night, you know, but let's look at this weekend's games. And
before we get into that, you want to cap the wins and losses from this weekend?
Yeah, go ahead. Well,
all right, that's what you're going to
train. You can go after that.
Well, Jay, you do the wins and losses. Because I was going to say something else about one more game, and then he can do the win loss and move on.
Okay.
It's just
right,
one more small controversy. Buffalo and Texans game. You know, you guys thought on that, what the refs did call a touchdown, and they reversed it because they say the guy gave him up. And I didn't know quite the rule books. I always knew that a kickoff was a live ball, no matter what. It's a live ball, and the team that's receiving need to do some act to show that they are not going to advance the ball. And dude catches it and just tosses it, and the refs is like, "Well, you didn't take a knee." And come to find out, that's actually in the rule book that you should take a knee, and he doesn't, and they wipe a touchdown away from the guys.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. To me, that was the same as that garbage with Dak and the deferred thing, and this ref trying to say that the Cowboys were going to be kicking off at the start of the game and in the second half because Dak didn't clearly say defer. What NFL team has ever, in the history of NFL football, chosen to kick off at the beginning of the game and at the beginning of the second half? There's got to be a certain amount of common sense. The dude caught the ball. He made the gesture to his team. He wasn't going to return it. He caught the ball, and then he tossed it to the referee. Now, if he didn't – now, they don't all take knees. Sometimes they don't catch the ball. Maybe his mistake was catching the ball. But then he tossed it to the referee. It was all but – I mean, common sense. He did everything to indicate I ain't returning this ball. And if that hit touchdown had stand, oh, my God. Because there used to be a time, I've been watching football long enough, that the ball was live. Like, it was live. Like, now, if the ball gets kicked in the end zone and you don't touch it, it's a dead ball. I remember when it was still a live ball, and you had to touch the ball. If they kicked it and it went to the end zone and you didn't touch it and they jumped on it, it was a touchdown. You had to make sure you touched it and kneed it. You had to. Now,
yeah, that's
if
what
you
I thought.
Touch it,
I thought it. Okay. I
no,
thought it
now
was
if
that.
You, nope. Now, if it goes to the end zone and you don't touch it, it's a dead ball. So I think his mistake might have been he touched it and then he tossed it to the ref. Like, hey, I'm not returning it. But in all honesty, I think if we went back and watched games, I think we'd see that a lot. I think this ref, because he then said in his brain, oh, that's a live ball, and he did, and he moved out of the way. I think most of the other refs would have just caught the ball, blew the whistle, waved their hands, and it's over. So I hear what you're saying, but I think sometimes there's got to be a little common sense here. There's got to be a little, come on, you know the guy wasn't returning the ball. He was not good. So why would we give a free, like, in a playoff? I'm so glad with stuff that we've seen over the last couple of years with these refs. I'm so glad that they talked about it and decided not to give that touchdown because that would have been sad.
I get it. I guess from a sense, I say you need to stay tuned in at all times. You know, the game has rules, and games have been lost off technicalities. You know, it's almost similar to the quarterback taking the kneel down in the game. Get that kneel down because some teams will, you know, still rush your line. Make sure you take that knee. Make sure you get down to know that you're giving yourself up. I don't know.
But most teams don't do that. There was that one coach. He's no longer a head coach.
He was an asshole.
Exactly. Because certain things are just kind of understood, right? And –
yeah.
You know, the game's over. I'm going to kneel. You're not going to try to, you know, we're not here to try to hurt each other. You know, there are certain things
that are understood. And that one, I can't remember his name. I can see his face. Can't remember his name. They're like, come on, dude, really? What the fuck are you doing?
Well, we have to keep in mind, too, this is the day and age where concussions are always at the forefront. And I know there was always talk about outlawing the kickoffs because of that. So I know that's got to play a part in getting the ball and flipping it to the ref, no big deal, and with the assumption that he's not going to return it. I know that's part of the equation nowadays, too.
I agree.
Mm. Okay. Just thought.
All right.
How do you really carry the way?
Good point. Good point. So this weekend, the people of color were 2-2. The people of non-color were 0-4.
Oh man.
Was he really?
That's we're gonna leave it like that.
No wonder he didn't come on the show.
He
good
switched.
God.
Yeah, he was 0-4 because remember, he went from
four.
Texans. He started off with the Texans and switched to the Bills last minute. He took the pass.
Yep.
We all took the Saints, and he was the only one that picked the Eagles. So that's how you get to putting up that collar in the win section.
You know, the way he talked about Drew Brees, it sounded like he should have took Minnesota. You know, he said Drew Brees wasn't a playoff quarterback. You know, then as soon as Kirk Cousins threw the deep ball and the touchdown, oh, he wants to get online. You know, with his little post.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah.
Sucking
K-Star. Yeah, K-Star is, he's different. I'll tell you that. He's different.
Welcome to the land of melanin.
Yep. All right, let's pick these games. JB, you got to track it?
I got it. I already got it primed and ready to go. So first one up, we got is Vikes and the Niners.
All right. So Vikes and the Niners. This is a Saturday 4:35 game on NBC. I really love the fact this weekend all four networks got the games and all four number one broadcasting teams. So we got the best of the best all weekend broadcasting the games. That was nice. That was really nice. We didn't get, you know, Charles Davis and, you know, Daryl Johnston or something. You know what I mean? I mean, it was nice. So, all right. What did I just do? Okay, got it. Just lost it for a second. All right, Vikings are at the 49ers. I guess, you know, I'm going to go on a limb and say, is there anyone on the phone who's rooting for or going to pick the Vikings? We'll have K-Star text in or email in or whatever his picks. Let's see, since he loves Kirk Cousins so much, if he's going to pick Kirk Cousins and the Vikings in this one. But
see, if you like that.
Yeah. Do you like that, you know? All right. We're all going with the 49ers. I mean, I don't think there's really not much to talk about there. Number one seed. Number one versus number six. 49ers are home. All right. Next game, another one versus six. This is an 8:15 Saturday night game, CBS, and this is the Titans at the Ravens. Titans with what would most consider to be an upset over the Patriots, and they are traveling to the number one seed, Baltimore Ravens. They rested Lamar Jackson. I'll do it again. Maybe one of you guys will surprise me. Anyone with the Titans in this one?
I will not pick against the Ravens. I am picking the Ravens. They are clearly my favorite. I'm just loving Lamar Jackson right now. I just love what he said from the draft to stay. And if it happens, I'm just gonna laugh. I'm just gonna laugh the entire Super Bowl staff. But I would just simply say Minnesota Patriots was a better matchup for Tennessee. This one, not so much. Sorry, this team is almost made up exactly like you are with a better quarterback. You know what I'm saying? With the ability to run the football by a lot of people. So.
Yeah, and I think they're going to do a better job. I think they're going to do a better job against Henry than, surprisingly, Bill Belichick's defense was gashed.
I think the Ravens will do a better job against Henry. I still think Henry's going to be effective, but he ain't getting 180 yards on this defense. That ain't happening. Yeah.
No.
Okay. We all agree. Next game, Sunday, 3:05. Another CBS game. So CBS gets two games this weekend. And this is the Texans against the Chiefs. We get to see Money Mahomes.
Rematch.
Yes. So I'll ask again because we've got the number two seed at home in a very difficult place to play, hosting the Texans. And does anybody want to pick the Texans to win this game? Okay. I will say this, though. I expect it to be if the weather, you know, it's been so far a fairly mild winter so far, and I don't know what the weather forecast is in Kansas City, but if the weather is okay, if it's decent weather, it's going to be a good game. The Texans ain't going back down. J.J. Watt coming to play. We already saw what Deshaun Watson did. It's going to be a good game. I don't think they're going to have enough to take out Patty Mahomes and the crew, but I expect it to be a good game. I really do.
This is going to be a close win by the Chiefs. And I mean close win by the Chiefs.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. It's going to be a fight. Ain't no question about it. And early forecasts are saying 47, partly cloudy, winds out of the south around 12. Obviously, that's today, and we all know weather can change at a drop of a dime. So if it holds anything remotely close to that, in my opinion, that gives the edge more towards the Texans and the Chiefs because it neutralizes the possibility of foul weather. So, yeah, it's going to be a good game no matter what.
Yeah. I think, yeah, I mean, pretty much what you guys are saying, I agree with. It'd be interesting. All right. And last but not least, we have the Seahawks, 11-5, at the Packers, the number two seed. That's a Sunday 6:40 p.m. Sunday game. And that's on Fox. And, you know, Train and I kind of already came through and we're going with the Seahawks. We already made that clear. Screw them damn Packers. So I'm going to ask JB, you know, are you Jerry Maguire, who's coming with me? So are you with us or are you going with the home team Packers?
You know, I'm a man that beats to his own drum. I'm going with the Packers. For one, gonna shake things up. Two, the forecast looks like it's gonna be below freezing, with a potential for some snow. I'm just gonna go with the Packers. It's gonna be another good game. I think this could be set up similar to the Texans and Chiefs.
Let me just say I'm just annoyed by this whole matchup because this should not have been the damn Saints. I promise you, this matchup is so annoying because it was supposed to be Green Bay and the Saints. That was supposed to be the matchup. A-Rod, Drew Brees. Thank you, New Orleans, for jacking up the opportunity to be up on the Packers. I don't like this matchup for Seattle. But I must roll with Seattle because I don't like the Packers. I will never pick the Packers in a playoff game. Kind of mess with that.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. And you know, I don't have the venom you have. I saved that for the Eagles. But I will say this. Now we got your former coach. I can't pick you. Your coach is with us now. Goodbye. And, you know, I think it's time for beast mode to go back and, you know, let's turn back the hands of time. You know, this sounds like a running game, and, you know, I Russell Wilson, and, you know, I'm going to be honest with you guys, honestly. I just don't like Aaron Rodgers, man. I just don't, I get it.
I'm not even. This is all emotion for me. He's an incredible football player. Maybe I'm hating on him. I just don't like him. You know, I don't. R-E-L-A-X. Man, shut your mouth. Like, I don't like him. You know, he does get that smug look, and I got to watch those stupid State Farm commercials. And, dude, I just want to see him lose. I want to see him lose. Go home. Go home.
You sure you don't get my better?
Maybe I do, man. Maybe because he's knocked us out of the playoffs a few times. You know, but I don't know. I get it. He's a great quarterback. I can't hate on his talent. But I'm just hoping, man, you know, Clowney and them boys, man, just get in. I know Clowney's playing hurt, but, you know, hey, that's another one. That's a football player right there. He's like, hey, I'm playing. I don't give a damn. I'm hurt. I'm going out. I missed enough games being hurt. I missed enough. We're in the playoffs. I'm playing. You know?
And they knocked,
just get,
they
get
knocked him coming out of college. You know, they knocked
they
him coming out of college saying that he wouldn't play. You know, he didn't play. Hey, all Clowney was trying to do was get to the NFL level so he could make sure he get paid for his pain and suffering. That's all he wanted.
And,
like,
yeah,
I don't
play
football.
And that's all
doing I just want to get paid. Yeah.
Well, and he did have a slow start in the NFL, too. He did have a slow start and almost looked like a draft bust. But then he got to the point where he could play, and, you know, hey, he's showing what he's capable of, and God bless him. But now is when, you know, this is when it counts the most. You know, there's a whole video of Bill Parcells, and he's like, this is why you lift all those weights, right? This is why you do all that running. Like, this is it. This is it. This is, I'm impressed, man. I got to love me some J.J. Watt, man. That guy. You know,
yep.
He comes out, he says, hey, look,
not mad at all.
I don't know what's going to happen with my pec muscle. It could pop off the first player. It could make it through the whole game. I'm going to play. I'm going to play. You know, I'm like, man.
Seeing that almost made me text and change my pick, man. I almost changed my pick just because of how much momentum they were filling up with the fact that J.J. Watt was playing. I was like, stop scaring me, man. The Buffalo's supposed to win this game. Come on, they played like the better ball for the majority of the game, and he just let it slip.
Yeah. Yeah.
God.
Yeah. So I was impressed
though,
by.
Yeah.
Good.
No, I was gonna say that matchup, Green Bay and Seattle. Just Seattle need to be prepared to stop the run. Green Bay is not a passing team. I don't care how good Aaron Rodgers is. They run the ball. They give the ball a lot to Aaron Jones and to and Williams. They better be prepared to stop the run. I hope they're prepared to stop.
Oh man, that dude Jones had 4 touchdowns against us, man. Like you damn right. This is all emotion. I agree. I'm gonna train on this one. It's all emotion. On paper, you know, if anyone's out there betting money, don't listen to me right now. I know I call myself the omniscient one. This ain't it, right? This emotion. Bet on Green Bay. Don't go, because I don't want you looking for me when, you know, and you lose your money. But I am picking the Seahawks, and I am going to sit here. I think I might – I don't know what I'm going to make. Maybe some ribs this weekend for the games. I'm not sure yet. But I am going to sit here with my food and my drink, and I am going to be Russell Wilson and Beast Mode and Clowney, and let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I'm breaking out my Beast Mode jersey. I got a Marshawn Lynch in the Seattle colors. I'm putting it on.
Sucky now.
Yo, y'all see Beast Mode when he threw that defensive back down on the sideline?
Oh,
that's
my
right
God, man. Did he have to do that boy like that? That was national television.
Yep.
But you know
what,
though? Because I remember K-Star was on a week or two when we were talking about him going back to Seattle. And he was saying that really wasn't a good pickup. For them, it's not the yardage that he gets. It's the intensity that he brings. It's plays like that when he's throwing folks to the ground. When he scored that touchdown, he hit one person, spun off of him, bounced off another dude, reached out, and gets into the end zone. That's the type of player that Seattle needs, and now they got him. That's a huge difference. So if he's only averaging 3.5 yards a carry, it's how he's doing it. That will demoralize the defense. You see your DB getting tossed to the sidelines like that. Come on now.
Yeah. Now, I agree with everything you're saying,
But I think in this game, he's going to have to be productive too. Like that momentum and all that yay, rah, rah, and all of that lifting the spirits was great last week. That's your first playoff game and, you know, second game with the team. Okay. I think this week, though, we're going to need some productivity out of you too, bro. We can't, you can't have six carries for 7 yards and one touchdown. This weekend against the Packers, he got to produce too. But I agree with everything you're saying. Mm-hmm. But now it's time to produce because everybody's got to step up because you're really playing over your head. The Packers have had a better season. They've played more consistent ball than you have this season. But, you know, the funny part about it is the freaking Seattle Seahawks on the road are like money. They're like money on the road this year. They're like 7-0, 8-0.
They're 7-1.
Yeah, it's amazing. And they're like 4-4 at home. So whatever it is they're doing, everybody's got to – this is the quintessential team effort. Everybody's got to pull their weight if they're going to go into Green Bay and get that upset. Because you know Aaron Rodgers, after not being in the playoffs the last 2 years, he's hungry to get a win. You know, he's hungry.
Yeah,
and he's hungry to kind of say, yeah, it wasn't me, it was Mike McCarthy. He wants that narrative out there. See, we made it back to the playoffs.
Bad.
See, we're 13-3. See? Won a playoff game, and McCarthy's gone. So,
right.
Yeah.
Sure the face.
All right. Well, listen, like I said, man, I didn't want to keep, you know, I didn't want this to drag. You know what I mean? I wanted to touch a little bit on, you know, what's going on in Dallas, talk about the game. I may do a solo show at some point this week. Went a little more after the Cowboys announced, and I can get a sense of what else is going on in Dallas because there's a lot going to be happening. I may have to vent, and I can come on and do another show, but you guys will be notified, you know, just for ha-ha. And, of course, you guys can always join me. But definitely going to be a lot more on the Cowboys situation as it develops, and we'll come back next week and do a show on the divisional round. So, last final words. Let's go to JB. Final thoughts.
Way to kick off a wild card weekend. I'm hoping this type of football play continues on. We've got four potential games that really could be barn burners. I mean, you look at them. This is why you play football. This is why you get to this point. No one's guaranteed a victory here. So I'm really looking forward to seeing who's able to step up. Any unnamed folks that we don't know about, see if they come up out the woodwork. So looking forward to another four great games this weekend.
Sounds good. Yeah. Dr. Train.
No, I love the great games. I love the close games. But honestly, 49ers, please bore the hell out of me. Beat this man, I want to be bored because 49ers is beating the crap out of the Vikings. What, Kirk Cousins, you like that. I hope he likes that ass whipping he about to get. Anyway, another hey man, you know what I'm saying? Show for the fans, by the fans. So, out of left field, I would like for Duke Johnson Jr. to get on Twitter or whatever social media that he would like and send a fuck you to Baker Mayfield. Yeah, my team is in the playoffs. Where is yours? I don't know if you guys thought about that. I just like him to do that as he tried to talk that shit because Duke Johnson didn't want to be the fourth running back on the damn depth chart.
Mm.
Come on, what are you hating on the dude because he want to get on the field? Wow. Now, where are you and where is he? Because Duke Johnson was balling this weekend. He was balling.
Yeah. I could go on for a while about that one.
Yeah. Outside of that, you know, everybody enjoyed the football weekend. I will. And even the national championship game that comes up on next Monday. So I guess we'll probably do a show on Tuesday. So, yeah, I gotta see that.
Yeah.
But
Yeah. We want to do a show tonight at the national championship game.
Yeah.
That's literally the only college football game I watch every year.
Right. And the last thing, Chicago locked up Eddie J, you know, to a 4-year contract, made in the high state safety. I like it. I like it. I like it a lot. as long as Bears lose a game.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have a lot to say. There's a lot of things that we can get into, and we'll probably at some point, you know, Baker Mayfield, Antonio Brown. There's a whole host of other non-playoff stuff, but you know what? Here's the bottom line: if you're not changing your coaches or in the playoffs, I'm not really interested too much in what you got to say at this point. So we will talk about the head coaching carousel as it develops. What are the Giants going to do? What are the Browns going to do? I think those are the only two teams that are still interviewing.
Panthers.
You know, Panthers, thank you. Josh McDaniels, you know, where is he going to end up? He's got a series of interviews set up. That whole thing we're going to keep our eyes on and see what else unfolds. And of course, we're going to keep watching these playoffs because now we're down to eight. We're down to eight, and, you know, who would have thunk it? But none of our teams are there. No Patriots, no Saints. And it is an interesting stat that the four leading passing teams didn't make the playoffs, and the four leading rushing teams did make the playoffs. It's a very interesting stat. I don't know what it means, but it's a very interesting stat. So let's see. Should be some good games this weekend. Thank you guys for another great show. We will come back next week. I guess maybe we'll go back to Tuesday night next week. But we'll connect up and figure out a good night. K-Star, I don't know what happened to you, but I think we're going to find out. K-Star is going to say, oh, man, I missed the show. I forgot we changed it to Monday instead of Tuesday. Watch. That's what he's going to say. Mark my words. So everybody enjoy the games. Enjoy your weekends. We'll be back next week. And, hey, we're down to eight. And, again, as I always say, the feuds are getting settled on the field. Talk to you next week. Good night, everybody. Thank you.